This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. Very Noise on BFM 89.9.
Grace! Release me!
Grace!
Release me!
Grace!
Release me!
Grace!
Hey, good evening. This is Ali Johan on Very Noise, BFM's exploration in the more extreme side of music. We started off with a furious political hardcore punk unit, Catharsis. That was a track called Absolution. Catharsis are an old band. They disbanded in 2002. I think they formed in the 90s. But they reformed in 2013 for a round of shows. And that reunion also saw a Catharsis discography box set released by their label Crime Think. 2 hours worth of Catharsis goodness, including their debut 7-inch, their two LPs, Samsara and Passion, and split LPs with a couple of bands, and also the final song, Absolution, that they recorded in their last ever recording session but never got released. So with this box set, they also included that track, Absolution, an 8-minute song. Good stuff. Next up are Swedish goth metal band Ghost, who are out with their latest album, Meliora. This one came out on the 21st of August last week, the band's third full-length record, following up to their highly popular Sophomore Infestissimum, and the reviews are saying that this could be the best music Ghost ever created. So here's a track from their new album Meliora. This is Ghost with Majesty. Very Noise, BFM 89.9. We'll be right back.
Very Noise on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, this is Very Noise. My name is Ali Johan, selecting you some of the more extreme side of music as we do every week on this program. You just heard Singaporean sludge and hardcore outfit Abolition AD, a band with a track that is tough as nails with bleak sound that's typical to this style of music. Abolition AD are a four-piece. They released their debut album called After Death, Before Chaos in 2013 on Singapore's Pulverize Records. They are highly regarded in the Singaporean hardcore punk scene for their heavy live performance. And that song, Enchanted Land, is the band's dissatisfaction and rage towards the dystopian land that is their home country. Just turned 50 years old, Singapore, recently, and there's still you could still see dissatisfactions from its people despite the very, very happy celebrations over their National Day recently. Next up, I have hardcore band The Rival Mob, who hail from Boston, Massachusetts. And I think The Rival Mob are one of those hardcore supergroups because band members play in various other bands in the Boston scene. I think some players from the Boston Strangler and so on and so forth. But they have very little information about them on the net. And I think from what I've heard on YouTube, Rival Mob have got this fast and vicious sound going mixed with metallic parts, and it's all quite relentless. So here's a title track from their already sold out EP. This is Rival Mob with Raw Life. BFM 89.9, very nice. That was Anasazi with Telema's Will. New York death rock outfit, Anasazi. Been around since 2010 in a death rock scene that doesn't come up to the surface all that often. They keep it stuck in the underground. And this grim guy has just produced a debut album called Nasty Witch Rock, which apparently comes from the dirty, rotten and the seedier part of New York. An album built on raw energy, passion and intensity. I'm sure you can hear it from the sound of the band earlier. Right, moving on, we have a classic from 1974, The Mighty Deep Purple, with the title track of their 8th studio album, Burn.
Oh,
You just heard Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats with a new track, Waiting for Blood. British psychedelic rockers, Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. They are going to be releasing their new album soon. It's going to be called The Night Creeper. There's been a lot of back and forth about Uncle Acid's backing band. Sometimes they're credited as the Deadbeats, sometimes they're not. But at the end of the day, it's the man himself, Uncle Acid, bringing forth the eerie psychedelic vibes with the rock and roll. They're a four-piece band, really, really solid. It's got to be one of the albums that I'm really, really looking forward to this year. And by the sounds of that track, I think it's going to be a banger. Can't wait for it. Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats, new album, The Night Creeper. I've got one track left, but before I leave you for the night, check us out on podcast. If you miss any part of the show, you can listen to it again from the start. Just go to bfm.my and look for Very Noise Podcast. We post our playlist on there as well for every episode. And closing off the show tonight are Singaporean black metal heavyweights, Impiety. These guys formed in 1990 in Singapore, and Impiety are a huge band in the black metal arena, but yet with, you know, the natural underground tendencies of this genre and its following, they've been that band that's got a strong cult following. They've practically played every corner of the earth, South America. They even at one point had band members who were from Mexico. Recently they toured India and Bangladesh and everywhere, really. So fans of Impiety love the raw power of their black metal, and many albums to their name, now only featuring one founding member, which is the frontman. So to round off tonight's edition of Very Noise, here's something from Impiety's album Terror Rain, a cover of the band Morbid from 1986. So I've been Ali Johan saying goodnight, playing us out with Impiety with My Dark Subconscious, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.